The HSE responded that they were looking at a premises that they'd identified which would serve the local community. And I'm very thankful for community premises that through this year have been mentioned, and I mean in particularly Sleevesnat, Dumfries, St. Columbkills and Clonmany, and now at Ballymena, the community centre in Glengad. But the HSE have been listening, but they haven't heard that in Carndonagh we are seeking the restoration of services, and I still believe the HSE could go an extra mile and identify a location in the Carndonagh area. I believe that asking the older people of Carndonagh to travel 7, 8, 15 or 16 miles is not fair on the families, and I believe it's more costing for the HSE and a bit of extra effort. I've talked to a number of premises and a number of community leaders saying, can you be the solution to the problem? And I also include the HSE because many have told me with a little bit of internal accommodation works, perhaps we could go back to the Carndonagh Community Hospital.
The medical care of people is important, but they also need social interaction, familiarity. When you're in a temporary centre, you don't have the level of consistency that's really needed, do you?
One local family has put it, the stimulus or the stimuli for living, for rising in the morning, getting ready to engage with people of their own age, people from their own locality, but that has been missing since the COVID. And they have talked and families have shared with me the extreme frustration and the significant mental effects that it has had on the clients, on the older people, and indeed on their families. And I'm again appealing for all concerned, HSE and Minister Butler and her department and our local community, you know, let's examine and go the extra mile so that we can resolve this issue for our older citizens.